make a production out of that. So I think it's important. I think it's worthwhile. I meant it to be a little bit more. I didn't misspell. I just forgot to cross the T. I meant it to be maybe a little more respectable, but I guess it's more in line with me. You know, okay. Just a word about what's going to be going on the next couple weeks here. Don and I are going to be leaving right after service. We've got the car packed, loaded. We're not even going home. We're on our way. East, we're going to visit with Chris and meet his new girlfriend and her family, and then we'll spend a couple days there in New Jersey. Then we'll go down to Fayetteville. We'll be with Ryan for a couple of days. Then Jason should be returning home. Should be arriving at the end of the week. We pray. And then we'll return his car to him. And then we'll fly back on the 31st. And then I'll be leaving with the men for the men's retreat on Friday afternoon the 1st. And we'll be back in the office on February 4th. This next Sunday, 27th, my twin brother will be preaching. That is Pastor Nu Yee. For those of you who weren't here for the joint service when I introduced him, you should recognize the family resemblance. My Pastor Nu Yee will be preaching next Sunday. And then Reverend Dean Erickson, who's preached here a couple times, professor from Crown College, will be preaching here on the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd. And he will be leading communion. So if you have any questions or have any issues during my absence, please contact one of the elders. And we'll be updating the back of the thing here to have our elder on the back of the bulletin next week. Wasn't elected yet when we made the bulletin here yesterday morning. I guess I forgot to tell Phyllis to do it, betting that the church would indeed elect him. If you have any questions or needs, please contact one of the elders. Just keep calling the different ones so you get one that's around. And I will be back on the 4th. We're going to be finishing up stewardship because I'm only going to be preaching three weeks of stewardship this year instead of four because I'm leaving. And we're going to be looking at a passage which isn't necessarily one that most people would consider. I think the metal barrier between me and it could be a problem. No, I think it is helping. We're going to go to Joshua, chapter 24, starting with the 14th verse. We'll read verses 14 and 15. When you think stewardship, this might not be what comes in your mind, but it should. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning, seeking to be good stewards, seeking to serve you, seeking to know you better. Lord, we ask that you'd open up your scriptures to us, that your Holy Spirit would be manifestly present right now, would touch our hearts and our minds and give us the understanding, but show us how to use your word and apply it to our lives today and each day. Lord, I pray that as I preach this morning, that your Holy Spirit and anointing would be upon me, that I might speak your word in power and in truth, that your people here might be encouraged and blessed, and that all would come to know you better through your word spoken today. Father, I ask now that you would show us how to have hearts and lives that are in full service to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua, as a young man, he was Moses' right hand. He was the go-to guy whenever Moses needed something done. Change the light bulb, Joshua did it. Go knock, conquer an army, Joshua did it. It wasn't too big, too small. Moses asked Joshua to do it. Joshua did it. Granted, they didn't have light bulbs, but you get the point. Joshua served Moses, but first off, he served God. Moses was serving God, and Joshua was the assistant that he was given. And on Moses' death, that mantle of authority of Moses leading the people fell upon Joshua. And it was Joshua that brought the people of Israel into the promised land and conquered those people that were there. It was Joshua that God used in that process. Joshua is coming to the end of his life at the time that he writes this. And he's telling the people of Israel, make up your mind, who are you serving? That was one of the problems that the Israelites had, is they kept falling into this trap of serving other gods. Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the tablets, and what did he find? The Israelites dancing around a fire with a golden calf. And that's what they're worshiping. Well, they had it out. Everybody repented and said, no, we're not going to do that. But time and again, the people of Israel did that. And we see that throughout the entire book of Judges after Joshua. This is the problem that beset the people of Israel. This is the problem that besets us today. How many of you here say that you want to serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That's good. I'm seeing everybody's hand. Now there's one problem. How many of us do that perfectly? What's the problem? A lot of times other things get in the way. You know, the god of money, the god of entertainment, the god of self. The god of, you name it. We let these other things get in position ahead of God. Anybody ever say that they don't have time to pray? They don't have time to study the Bible? They don't have time to go to church? Excuse me? We don't have time? Who are we serving? Now, I'll tell you what. When I worked for somebody, in particular when I was working as a chef in a restaurant, when the owner of the restaurant said, Bruce, I need you to do this. I didn't say, well, I'm sorry, but I'm doing this over here. No, I went and did what he told me to do because he was the one I worked for. And if he decided that what I was doing right now wasn't as important as what he wanted me to be doing, then I needed to change my priorities according to his, because he owned the restaurant. Now let's get our minds around this concept that God owns the restaurant. This and the house and the highway and everything. He owns it all. This is all God's. This house is God's house. It's not my house. I get to live here because I'm a child of God. And so does anybody else who claims to be a child of God. They come here and say, hey, this is my house. I say, Pastor, you don't live here. You live at... Oh, that's my wife. I live here. But we all live here in a spiritual sense. And Haley say, this is our church home. It gives us a place to meet and do ministry out of. Plus, we need to be doing ministry at the home. There shouldn't be any part of our life where we say, God, you're not welcome here. Because if God's not welcome there, maybe we shouldn't be there either. Who are you serving? Are you serving yourself? Are you serving somebody else? Or are you serving God? Now, if I'm serving God, God will tell me to do everything that I need. He will direct me to care for my wife and my children and my family. He will also direct me to care for the sheep of the flock that He's given me as a pastor. Now, there's some things that I'd like to do. I would really like to have been a chaplain in the military. Now, I'm broken in that, but the way things are, if I've just got my weight down, they'd take me, and I can lose the weight. I just like to eat, but if I really wanted it and I felt God was leading me, I could do it. You say, why? Yeah. Hey, I've done it before. If that was what I needed to achieve, I would do it. If that's where God was calling, but He's not calling me there. It's something I would like to do, but He hasn't called me, so I haven't gone. So that's why I'm still here. I'm here because it's where God called me. I would like to run a restaurant. Don and I are a little resort that has a restaurant. You know, if I really had my thing on a lake, you know, you get this whole thing going. You know, I know it's a lot of work, but it'd be different, and it's something that I would enjoy. And if I was pursuing that dream right now, I would be not serving God. God has given me a desire to be here. That doesn't mean that all my other desires have disappeared. You notice that? That doesn't mean that all the other desires that aren't godly have been taken away from me. But He has given me the ability to say no. Sometimes I'm better at saying no than others. Sometimes I don't say no so well. Sometimes I become a little self-indulgent. And I have that third plate. I don't need to do that. Who am I serving? Who are you serving? When I set my goals, am I setting my goals? Or am I setting the goals that God is leading me to? It's a whole different mindset. Well, if we sit down first and we say, what is it that God wants me to do? Instead of saying, first off, what is it I want to achieve? See the change in focus there? Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Joshua's response is, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Who are you serving? Are you making that choice on a daily basis? I made that choice to serve Jesus. I received Him as my Lord and Savior. Okay, now I can forget about Him and just go about the rest of my life. No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. If I'm a good steward, now I'm using that word again. Again, what does steward have to do with it? He's a neat guy. I met him just the other day. No, we're talking about steward as in stewardship. That doesn't mean, we're not talking about the person who works on a ship that leads you to your room, though that's kind of similar to the job. Neither are we talking about the steward or stewardess on the airlines who leads you to your seat and is there to yell at you if you're doing something wrong. And it's to direct you how to get off the plane in an emergency. And bring you these little packages of peanuts that are stale. That's not stewardship. But yet, their job does entail aspects of it. Steward is the servant of the Lord. Okay? In other cultures, in other places, they have lords. They have kings. They have people who say, this is my land, you live upon it, you owe me your servitude. And the steward is the one who the Lord trusts to do the work. When the Lord sends the steward out to do a task, He says, I want this done, go do it. Then He goes and does it. The Lord doesn't follow the steward around and say, well, you need to do it this way, do that, and do that. He gives them the task and sends them off to do it. He gives them the resources that are necessary to do the job and says, do it. He says, if that's not good enough, come back and talk to me. But I've given you the task, now do it. Stewards have a lot of autonomy. But what they also have is responsibility because they're called to account. At a later date, that steward will be asked, well, how are my crops doing? Crops? I was supposed to plant crops. What, that grain? I sold it. I made $100. If you'd have planted the grain, we could have made $100,000. The Lord wouldn't be happy. When God tells you to do something, He then set you off to do it. And you can do it well, remembering, okay, my purpose here is to do my Lord's will. Or is my purpose here to line my own pocket, to make sure that I get taken care of best? That's the difference between a good steward and a bad steward. The bad steward will face judgment. The good steward gets reward. Joshua is telling the people, you need to make up your minds who it is you're going to serve. And I'm asking you today to make up your mind. Today, who are you going to serve? And I want you to ask yourself that question every day. If we ask ourselves that question every day, we're always keeping the Lord in front of us. Who am I serving today? Am I serving myself today? Or am I serving God today? Well, as soon as I start serving myself, I become a poor steward. But as soon as I turn around and seek to put God first and do what it is He has directed, I become at least a faithful steward. Even if I'm a poor steward, I'm at least faithful. I'll tell you what. A faithful servant is forgiven much. an unfaithful is not. You ever experienced that in your own life? In the job, in the workplace, you have one person who's sitting there and they're trying hard. They're doing everything they can, but you know, they just can't seem to get it right. You ever seen those people? You ever been that people? Yeah, welcome to my life. Sometimes, you know, it's like, I can't quite get it. But I'm trying hard. I'm doing everything I can. Most employers will work with that person. Most will keep them as their employee. Ever see the person or been the person who just walks in and says, "You're lucky I'm here. Where's my paycheck? All it's time for my break." It never tries to do anything to learn the job. You know, so I made a mistake. It's not my problem. I tried. That type of attitude, what happens to people with that type of attitude? They can't hit the door fast enough as far as the employer is concerned. You don't want them. When we serve the Lord, if we have an attitude like that, we're really bad stewards. And we're not serving Him, we're serving ourselves. We've just stolen the title. We're not really serving Him. But if we set Him up as the one who we're serving, and we say, "What can I do today to serve my God? What is it He wants me to do?" Sometimes God wants you to take a rest. Sometimes God wants you to take a prayer journey. Sometimes God wants you to get up and go to church. Sometimes He wants you to stay home and sleep. He talks to you through God's Word, through prayer, through your brothers and sisters in Christ. It's easier to be a good steward when you remember that you are a steward. Okay? Choose who you're going to serve. Hold it. If I have to choose who I have to serve, I have to recognize that I'm serving somebody. It's your serve. It's your turn to serve. Who are you serving? Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You have made each of us stewards. That You've given us gifts. You've given us each one different tasks. And You set us upon those tasks. And then You wait for us to come back and ask for more help or to bring back a report of how it occurred. And it just pains Your heart when we lose our way and we decide instead of serving You, we're going to serve ourselves or we're going to serve some other god. Whether it be the god of appetites or the god of money or whatever. Lord, help us this day to choose to serve You. To serve no other gods but You. To keep You above all others and all things. Lord, help us to be good stewards so that we can better know and love You and be used of You for the glory and honor of Your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.